So far, 20 federal prisons have given inmates email accounts. They include numerous restrictions on who the inmate can email and what they can write. Attachments are forbidden. The Bureau of Prisons says its goal is to expand the program to 114 federal prisons by the year 2011. Criminologist Stephen Richards, who spent 10 years in federal prison on drug charges, says the plan makes sense, but it's only a first step.
Ideally, they'd be able to email employers or email universities to help them determine what their release plan is.
Prison officials say the program is part of an effort to help soon-to-be-released inmates prepare to re-enter society. But Richards worries the pilot project will remain small and restricted and have little impact on reducing recidivism rates. He says if the prison system is serious about using the Internet to help rehabilitate prisoners, then the program should be expanded to include Internet access to limited sites.
They wouldn't be able to browse the Internet, but they'd be able to use the Internet. If they wanted to know about astronomy or chemistry or history, or if they wanted to go to job databases.
Restrictions on the new inmate email program includes filtering software that monitors the email to assure it's not being used to plan future crimes or escapes. Richard says similar filters could be used for inmate internet access. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.